First off, I'm going to apologize for some of the words in the way I may come across very blunt and maybe not nice. I'm an engineer by trade. I'm not good at English, and I call things the way I see them. Comes with the business. I want to thank Representative Coffey. Thank you very much. Her statement and testimony I want to enter in as a basis for my presentation. She said a lot of what this is all about. Just a quick comments about some of the testimony that went down. We talked about prison population. No one talked about, of all the additional crimes we got going on here, how many are committed by New Hampshire residents? How many are committed by people coming into New Hampshire because they love our environment? 55% new crimes by people getting out on parole. I'd like to see someone to look into and find out just what is this. You know, statistics, being a math major, are a tool to anyone who wants to use them. And I tell everybody, give me the statistics, let me have them. Give me the issue. Lastly, tell me which side you want to order. You want me to argue. I will use those statistics, and I can argue either side of an issue. You got to be very careful on looking at statistics. Lastly, on the how are they accounting these repeat offenses? Are they as crimes? In other words, is the crime rate really down or up? I could not figure out from what they were saying what the true picture is. I'm hoping somebody looks into that. I do have a copy of what I'm going to say. House Bill 524, an act excluding persons convicted of violent crimes from mandatory early release on probation or parole. This bill intends to fix SB 500, a bill passed last year with bipartisan support. It was crafted after a long study of other states' programs and a lot of work by many. It saves money. It reduces recidivism. It makes the public safer. It's a good bill. We have heard all this before, and we are hearing it again in defense of fixing SB 500. The last thing you will hear from me today is talking about repealing SB 500. You have heard and will hear from others focusing on specific details of SB 500, proving it is beneficial and must not be changed. You have heard and will hear statistics supporting specific parts of SB 500. You have heard and will hear a lot of good sounding statements, loosely connected, but implying SB 500 is also good. You have heard and will hear from those resisting change, some for a lot of good reasons, because we spent a lot of time working on SB 500. Conclusion, it has to be good. We worked long and hard because we hired consultants to help and look into this. Conclusion, it has to be good. They're paid consultants. Because we study successful programs in Texas, Kansas, Arizona, and Indiana. Conclusion, it has to be good. Their programs work well. Because it provides focused, evidence-based programming and support to integrate the convict back into society. Conclusion, it's all good. Because it has been proven in other states and studies to reduce recidivism. Conclusion, it makes the public safer and reduce the cost of incarceration. Because it calls for special in-prison programs to address inmates' issues. Conclusion, it has to be good. Guidance and social programs correct abnormal behavior. Some are good-sounding reasons, but failed in their implementation here in New Hampshire. Some of the rest are false in their conclusion. Then there are the questionable statements we have heard about SB 500 recently. Quote, we will be the first to sue if you make any changes, unquote. I'm not going to keep saying quote, unquote. I'll just lay them all out. I don't know anything about a riot up in Berlin. A serious and lengthy course of study that occurred, a serious study. Give it a chance to work. Let's see how it works out. These are the people that don't want to accept counseling, don't want to accept rehabilitation, don't want to work with the Department of Corrections, the most dangerous. we allow them to get out scot-free. I spent a lot of time researching this and don't want it changed. This has been in effect for only a short time. Let's give it some time. Some of you are going for the low-hanging fruit. Back in 2010, the then current administration was adamant about SB 500 not including violent offenders. Now we have Sandra Matheson stating before the Senate SB 52 hearing, and again this one, SB 52 would exclude the very population that this policy was intended for. What more will come out in the open as time goes on? The main reason for inmates maxing out of their sentences is because they didn't qualify for parole. Otherwise, they'd already be out. Also confirmed by John Eckhart in his presentation. SB 500 mandates we let them out. Says we got to do it. If they won't cooperate in prison, why is one to believe they're going to cooperate outside? Especially if the only punishment they get for getting caught is going back for 90 days. Tell me again we're safer letting them out earlier. We have no argument with requiring 9 months or more of community oversight in integration. Just provide realistic oversight and control. Why are some of us so opposed to this bill? Because it does not deliver on the critical criminal corrections and public safety points. If you're looking for a barometer, look and listen to the inmates themselves. Fact, they're going before the parole board, knowing they must be paroled, with the exception of violent inmates for 120% provision. The 9 month release prior to max sentence is absolute. No conditions, no exceptions, gotta let them out. Yes, HB 524 does address this. Fact, many up for parole violations in 2010 have delayed their hearings to get under the umbrella of SB 500. Mandatory 90 days incarceration, no more, no less. Then they must be released regardless of their conduct during those 90 days. Absolute, no conditions, no exceptions, gotta let them out. HB 524 says nonviolent persons face a minimum of 90 up to maximum of the remaining sentence. There's nothing stated on how to handle the violent ones. What is the parole board supposed to do with them? This may want to be get into the bill. Fact, there are no provisions to deny these release benefits to those who do not comply with the focused evidence-based programming and support in or out of prison. Fact, the focused evidence-based program and support was not and is not fully funded, staffed, and implemented. Those released are freed into the same overloaded system. Simply stated, SB 500 is a criminal's get-out-of-jail-free card. There's no wonder why it's becoming the rallying cry of inmates in the prisons and parole hearings. SB 500 totally discourages responsible behavior. It undermines the incentive-reward system. It has been argued the research and study done here and across the country makes SB 500 good. What's omitted is that the other states are more restricted than New Hampshire, excluding violent offenders. It's also obvious SB 500 has the legislature running the parole system from the chamber floors. Not good. Doesn't the legislature itself complain about judges legislating from the bench? Right, it's not good. It just doesn't work. Set up the infrastructure, but let the parole board run the parole system. If not, save some more money, let them go too. They are not needed under SB 500. There are those who want us to believe we are safer under SB 500. How? With no accountability or consequences for the criminals? Why would they bother to change? They're free to play. If they get caught on parole, it's 90. Listen to their own words. I can do that standing on my head. HB 524, again, good intentions, just not enough. It's not just yet another brick for that road to hell. I don't want to go there. I don't want this state to go there. And I don't want our country to go there. The system is flawed enough already. Time to make it better, not worse. Now about the comment, going for the low-hanging fruit. Yep, that's right. It has the highest return on investment. Real results are not just possible, but really probable. Let's get real statistics on prison reform here in New Hampshire to grade the results of the program, modify it for the better. It saves the soft offenders from being hardened. It gets them out and keeps them out. It makes simple common sense. Why waste our time and effort on the hardened criminals? leaving little or no time for the soft ones. That does not make sense. We have the ability and the obligation to really fix this, protecting the innocent public while providing a real escape path for those in the criminal justice system. How? One, mandate all support, supervision, behavioral programs be fully funded, staffed, and operational before anyone is released. Two, restore full parole board discretionary powers in all release, sentencing, and probation issues. Amend sentencing laws to add probation and counseling periods after maximum time. Segregate inmates by risk and attitude. Start the low-risk inmates into the programs first, then proceed up the scale later. Impose stiff penalties for those who don't follow the plan. This is a realistic way to implement a true recidivism in prison reform program. This is a way to empty prison cells with little or no endangering of public safety. This is a way to truly turn around those who really had no options left and made a small bad choice. I would even go so far as to say, provide them a full pardon, wiping the record clean for real success cases, low-risk offenders who take the initiative to change and do it. Pass this or something close to it, please. It does what SB 500 supporters preached and are still claiming today it does. It meets or exceeds all the core features of SB 500 plus SB 52 plus HB 524. I am a victim also of SB 500. The Reeves family is a victim of SB 500. We know others who have contacted us but have to remain silent out of fear. 13 years later, they're still in fear of their perpetrator. How many more are silent? How many more are to come? Don't wait for the big headline to come, which is coming, maybe to a neighborhood near you. And the last thing I have to say, left to say, is very simple and clear. Please amend this bill and repeal SB 500. Protect us. It was, it is, and it will continue to be a bad bill. No amount of fixing can morph this criminal's escape bill into a public safety bill. Thank you all for being here.